As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Disney Assemble. I'm Troy.
And I'm Amy.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon. If you would like to join them, check out patreon.com/Disney Assembled or go to our website, disneyassembled.com. Hit on that Patreon button and it'll send you right to that website.
Yeah, membership starts as little as $2 a month. And with that, you get access to all of our exclusive Patreon-only content. All right, Mimi, it's been an interesting week. This is episode 216, I believe. We are recording this on Sunday, March 31st, 2024. It's Easter for those who are celebrating Easter out there. Congratulations. We hope you have a good one. But Easter Sunday, and here we are, recording again. This has also been a big week for us. And we put a little video out on the social media this week to celebrate. This is our fourth year of Disney Assembled.
It is. It's absolutely insane to me that it's been 4 years. And I feel like it has gone so quickly. And I'm so grateful to have Disney Assembled.
Yeah, we've had a great time doing it for the past 4 years. And we've watched this podcast grow over 4 years. We've watched your journey through high school for the last 4 years. And certainly all the good things we've been able to do in visiting the parks and sharing our ideas and creating some games and just having fun with countdown lists and all that good stuff and just having a good time connecting with you over the last 4 years and sharing it out there and all the great feedback we've received from people who've listened, who've enjoyed our content, enjoyed our conversations, and as families tend to listen to it together. I know we get we've gotten a lot of feedback over the last 4 years from other parents who listen with their kids. And that's great. The creating the joy thing is what we're here to do. And it seems like we've been doing that for the last 4 years pretty well.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about that. So we have a main topic of this week, right? Sort of somewhat Easter related, I guess, in some ways, right?
And yeah, kind of.
We have our trivia question week and our Disney dad joke of the week and all that good stuff. So do you want to get into it and explain to everybody what our main topic of the week is going to be?
Yeah. So this week, I think we did something like this last year, except we did it for the movies. This year, we're going in and we're looking at our favorite Walt Disney World Easter eggs. So like things in the park that are Easter eggs, nods, little hints to the world or to another IP within the park.
Secrets they've built into the parks and stuff like that. Yeah. And I know you have a list of things you found online that you found interesting that we've been aware of. And, depending on, I don't know what you have on your list. And depending on your list, I may share a few extras, from things that I've noticed in our times in the parks. And we hope that people listening out there who are planning a park trip soon may, maybe this will help
keep
them.
Keep their eyes
open. Yeah, keep your eyes open and look for these little hints, little secrets, little Easter eggs hidden throughout Disney Park. All right. So we'll get into that conversation here in a few minutes. Do you want to do the trivia question answer now? Do you have anything else you want to share before we get into that?
Nope, I don't have anything else. I just kind of want to jump into the episode.
Okay.
So the trivia question from last week was, in Monsters University, who voices Dean Hardscrabble? We did get a response. I would not have known this one.
Yeah, we did get a response over on Spotify, right? Because we do list the question every week on Spotify. So if you're listening over there, just, the interact area, the question will be listed. And again, once this little claps for JM Boy 1990. Yeah. Once again, Helen Mirren is the answer, very prominent actor, very accomplished actor, Helen Mirren doing the voice of Dean Hardscrabble in Monsters University. So congratulations, JM Boy 1990. Well done.
Oh, she was in Barbie. She's been the voice of Barbie.
She's been in tons of things.
Not the voice of Barbie, but the narrator.
Right. She's been in stuff all over the place. So,
very cool.
Yeah. All over the place. Good stuff there. Congratulations. We'll have another trivia question at the end of this episode. And let us know what your answers are to our question. We'll give you the little claps also. All right. Anything else we want to get into before we jump into the main topic and the dad joke of the week?
No, just the joke.
And we're going to get right into it this week. This is a very efficient episode.
Yes.
Right? Very efficient
episode. Somewhere I have to be in an hour, so.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll make it. All right. I guess it is time for the dad joke of the week, right?
Yes.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Disney fans of all sorts, it is time for this week's Disney dad joke of the week. Mimi. Judy Hopps in the park was doing meet and greets. She was walking around and she barely missed getting run over by a stroller. Did you know that?
What the heck?
Yeah, that family missed her by a hair.
Okay.
Get it?
But she's not a hare. She's a bunny.
Right. It's a hare. It's a rabbit.
Not
rabbit
the same.
Joke for
They're
Easter.
Not the same, but okay.
Bunny jokes. All right. That's Disney dad joke of the week. If you have a dad joke of the Disney variety you would like us to consider using on the show, please send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or you can send it to us as a message on the socials. All at Disney Assembled.
Heck yeah.
All right. Let's get into it. Disney parks. The Imagineers have built in lots of secrets, little Easter eggs, little nods all over the place. And we're going to share some of our favorites with you today. All right. Mimi, you want to jump into it?
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'll just start at the top from the list. They're not in any order. I think I have 13 of them. I'm not totally sure. So some of these came from our brains. Some of these came from a Reddit thread that I saw. So starting in Epcot over at Test Track, in the ride somewhere or in the queue somewhere. If it's in the queue, I haven't seen it because I've only ever done single rider. We've never done it, the four of us. But it is turn right to go left. The sign says turn right to go left, which is a reference to the Cars movie when Doc Hudson is teaching McQueen how to drift. And he's like, you got to turn right to go left.
I've never noticed that Easter egg in Test Track. We've ridden Test Track quite a few times, and I've never looked for that. We have to look for that next time we're there. If you're listening and you've seen that, let us know, because that's a really cool Easter egg, little nod to Cars at Test Track that I never would have noticed. And of course, Cars Land has the Radiator Springs Racers.
They do.
Over in Disneyland.
Yes.
Which is basically a Test Track type.
It's a Test Track version.
Version.
Version of Test Track.
I wonder if they have turn right to go left there too. I don't know. Maybe if you know that, if you're a Disneyland person, you know that, let us know. We'd like to know. But that's a great little Easter egg there for Cars.
I would assume so. So the next few are all kind of like interact with each other. So this one is in Magic Kingdom in, I don't know where you put it. It's like kind of in the middle of like the intersection of a bunch of different lands, but at the Haunted Mansion, Mr. Toad is featured in the Pet Cemetery at the exit of the Haunted Mansion attraction. He's in the corner, and his little tombstone says he croaked. So I think that's funny.
So Mr. Toad, there's a little statue of Mr. Toad in the Pet Cemetery, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? And of course, the Haunted Mansion's in Liberty Square.
It's in Liberty Square, but it's kind of in Fantasyland. It's kind of in the smack middle of...
Technically, it's listed in Liberty Square, but it's in a sort of an off area right over there on the side. But yeah, Mr. Toad, I think I have seen his statue in the Pet Cemetery area of Haunted Mansion. But that's a cool little nod to him. Do you have any other nods to Mr. Toad on your list?
Yeah, that one's kind of an obvious one. This one, not so much. So Mr. Toad also appears in the Winnie the Pooh dark ride attraction in Magic Kingdom in the Fantasyland. Right. I don't know if he's also in the Disneyland version of the Winnie the Pooh ride, but when you're in Owl's House, that scene on the blustery day, there is a picture frame on the ground of Mr. Toad handing Owl the deed to the treehouse.
Yeah, there's a picture of Toad and Owl together.
Right.
Because Winnie the Pooh ride in Disney World was the Mr. Toad ride.
Right.
And so they just changed the theming of that ride to make it Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
Nice little nod to Mr. Toad there.
Mr. Toad's just kind of everywhere, which is so interesting to me because considering that he's not exactly the most popular of all characters. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say that he's this like powerhouse character that everybody recognizes and everybody knows, but he has so many references. Like that little thing is everywhere. So kind of staying within the realm of Winnie the Pooh, once you get to the, I don't know, I think it's the scene where you meet Tigger. If you turn around in your honeypot, you can see the three heads of the Country Bear Jamboree, I guess, game kills.
Right. The deer, the buffalo, and the moose. The moose. Yeah. And this is in Disneyland. Yes. This is in the Disneyland version.
This is in the Disneyland version. No, it's in both versions because it definitely is because I saw it last time we were there. Maybe I'm just making it up, or maybe I was like,
it's definitely in Disneyland because the Winnie the Pooh attraction was put into Critter Country in the area, I believe, where the Country Bears used to be in Disneyland.
Either way, they're no longer there anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Either way, they're there and they don't blink anymore and they don't move. And it's really freaky. However, they are there. So turn around in your honeypot. See a little reference to Imagineers not taking down Country Bear Jamboree all the way. Very interesting. Yeah. I think I'm excited to see. Does Country Bears still exist in Disneyland? No, right?
No, it does not. No.
Okay. I'm curious to see if it makes a comeback with the new show, like the new version of it. Like if they're going to build.
I think it'll be popular at Disney World when the new show opens because people want to see the new show. But I think like everything new, it'll. Eventually, the crowds.
Well, I mean, more like, do you think they will bring it back in California?
No, I do not.
Like riding on the coattails of this new show.
I don't. No, I don't think they will. I think California, that area back there, is where Galaxy's Edge sort of begins, and they're also redoing the Splash Mountain out there. So, no, I don't think Country Bears are ever going to be coming back to Disneyland.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So, leaving Magic Kingdom altogether and heading on over to Hollywood Studios, I think. Hollywood Studios, out of all the parks, is the one that is just absolutely littered with Easter eggs just because of the nature of the parks that exist there. So within Hollywood Studios, there's Galaxy's Edge and there's Toy Story Land. Those two are very immersive sort of realities. So it can make for some really awesome Easter eggs. And the first one on my list is kind of an obvious one, but also kind of not. It's like hidden in plain sight, even though it's pretty big. The Andy's footprints on the ground in the concrete in Toy Story Land. And like the fence in the backyard. So if you look past Slinky Dog Dash, like past the actual track, there is what looks like a fake wooden picket fence. And it's a white picket fence. And it's very, very cool and immersive, I think, to add those Easter eggs to sort of like force you to think about how small you are as a toy, like that you are in Andy's backyard.
There are a number of Easter eggs in Toy Story Land. I don't know if these are on your list, but a couple that I know of that I'd like to mention. In the Slinky Dog Dash line, the standby queue wait time is a dog collar, right? If you go through the line and you look back, it is Andy's dog Buster's collar because Buster's name is written on the back of the standby queue
line counter,
right? That's a great little Easter egg. And another one is if you go to Alien Swirling Saucers, there are some robot sort of guards at the entrance of the queue line, right? Mm-hmm. When you walk in and they have shields and as a nod to, you know, Pizza Planet, their shields are pizza shaped, like they're circles and it looks like they got pepperoni pizza, but they're like, it looked like pizza, right? The shields there. So a couple of
there's also claws at the top of the alien swirling saucers, like actual ride platforms. Like if you look up, there's a claw, just to sort of put you in the mindset of the claw machine.
Yeah. There's tons of Easter eggs in Hollywood Studios. We're just going to go through a few of them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like there, I don't even have any from Galaxy's Edge, but some that I have off the top of my head are all the droid marks on the ground in Hollywood Studios were created from prop droids that were actually used on Star Wars sets. So those are like authentic droid marks. There are things everywhere in Galaxy's Edge and in Toy Story Land. Mm. Moving back over to Magic Kingdom, we're going to stay there for a little bit.
You want to go to Magic Kingdom? You want to do a couple more in Hollywood? Do you have any more from Hollywood Studios?
Oh, I do. Yeah, no, I do. I didn't write these in any sort of order, so we're kind of jumping around. The next one I have from Hollywood Studios is going to be at the Indiana Jones Sound Spectacular show. And this one kind of mimics like something else that's on this list that I'll bring up later. In the queue line, there's a little gag that says, do not pull the rope and do not, like the knot part is scratched out. And if you pull on the rope, it's like this little pulley system that goes down into this, you know, unidentifiable hole. It makes a sound. The little guy talks to you and he's like, oh, no, like, help me. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime they have a sign that says do not pull,
do it
in the queue line. Yeah, you should pull it because they want you to pull.
Yeah. Right. And something that's really reminiscent of this is also in Hollywood Studios at the Muppets, Muppet Vision 3D area. In the queue line, there's the key under the mat. So there's going to be like a mat there and a little sign that says spare key under the mat. If you pick the mat up, there's a key. And you can't move it or anything. Like, it's glued to the ground. It doesn't actually do anything, but it is there. And sometimes the cast members that are working Muppet Vision 3D will leave like a sticker under there for you to find. Right. If you are the lucky soul that decides to actually see, hey, is there a key under here?
Right.
Also in Muppet Vision 3D is there like more in the central queue when you're waiting to get into the actual
waiting area, the pre-show area.
There is in the back, there is a net full of Jell-O. And if you say it fast enough, a net full of Jell-O, it sounds like a net full
Funicello. A net Funicello.
Right.
One of the original
Mouseketeers.
Yeah. One of the original Mouseketeers, very famous Mouseketeer, a net. And yeah, a net full of Jell-O. I remember that. That is a wonderful little nod and quite humorous. Very in keeping with the Muppets theming.
Right. Oh, I have one more from Hollywood Studios. Yeah, I have one more from Hollywood Studios. So I think Mickey and Minnie's, like the whole attraction is also littered with, there are so many Easter eggs in that attraction. There are hidden Mickeys in every single scene. Pluto is in every single scene. Let's just search, see where you can find them. I could find three just in the city scene alone, right? But one that I think is really cool is actually in the queue line versus in the actual attraction. So they've got the rotating posters of all the different Mickey attractions, like in that line queue, right? Once you get inside. But one of them is the Great Moving Ride, a nod to the Great Movie Ride, which was Mickey Minnie's predecessor, obviously. And its little poster looks like the Great Movie Ride, and it's very cute.
That is really good nod. Very nice Easter egg implanted in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I have another one for Mickey and Minnie's. Can I share mine?
Please.
I know it may not be on your list, but there's a scene when it's more of a tropical Polynesian area, like when the volcano goes off and all that stuff. Uh-huh. If you look on the side, there are tiki poles, right? The tiki statue poles in that scene. They are the same tiki poles, like they're patterned after the same ones that are in the tiki room in Adventureland. And those very same images are carved into the spoons that are on the wall as part of the decoration of the pineapple lanai quick service at the Polynesian Resort. So those tiki images appear
everywhere.
At the Poly, at the Tiki Room, and in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
There's also a little Sebastian crab in the inverse of that scene, right? So that's the scene where the volcano explodes and then you go under the water. There's a little Sebastian crab at the corner when you exit.
Good stuff. All right, where are we going next?
Next, we're going back to Magic Kingdom, where we're going to go to arguably the best area in all of Magic Kingdom, the Tangled bathroom area.
Really, that's the best part of the Magic Kingdom.
Yes, it is, because it's the only place that that Rapunzel is represented.
I know you love Rapunzel and Tangled. Yeah.
And so. I think it's not, this isn't necessarily an Easter egg. It's not the one I was about to say, but it came to my mind. In the evening, once it gets dark, if you make your way toward that section of the park, there is more likely than not going to be a photo pass photographer there with a floating light, with a lantern. And you can take a picture with it in front of her castle and in front of her area. But they have it angled that you obviously can't tell that you're taking a picture in front of a bathroom. Like, you can see the banners and everything in the back. But the Easter egg in this area of the park is that there are, I think, six or eight hidden Pascals that are like blended, chameleon blended into the area around that section. And I think it's really fun. It would be really cool to go and find all the Pascals and just sort of point them out and find them.
Yeah, that's lots of fun if you are just looking to relax a little bit and hang out in one area. Maybe there are family members doing attractions and you're not going to do them and you just wanted to take a break. Hanging out in that area and looking for those hidden Pascals is a fun little thing to do. And it's a very well-themed area. I wouldn't say it's the best area of the Magic Kingdom because it is a restroom area, but it's a great place to rest and it's very well themed. All right. I'll put it that
and
way.
And for bathrooms, like, I think they're the most elaborate bathrooms in the whole thing. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
So staying in the sort of bathroom theme, there are no bathrooms in Liberty Square. And I really like this Easter egg because it's not necessarily a reference to something else, but it's historically accurate. And what I love about Disney Imagineering is that they try to be as accurate to the time period as possible. And Liberty Square is very colonial, right? Like we're very...
Right, there was no indoor plumbing.
1700s. There was no indoor plumbing. So why would there be restrooms in Liberty Square except for like within the restaurant? And there's some sort of loophole that like makes that one okay. Like there's a reason that the bathroom is on the second floor in Liberty Square or in Liberty Tree, which is how they get around the whole. There's no bathrooms in Liberty Square.
Right. There are restrooms in the buildings, but the buildings where the area where the bathrooms are located are technically outside of Liberty Square. So they drew boundaries of Liberty Square. It sort of extends just outside of that area because mm-hmm. the building does extend past, you know, where guests can see. Right. So yeah, it's a nice little Easter egg there because there was no indoor plumbing back in colonial days.
Yeah, it's very cool. So going over to Disneyland in California, Toontown is just something I wanted to talk about. And this was, it kind of goes hand in hand with the Indiana Jones one from earlier. Everywhere in Toontown, everywhere you look, there's don't pull, don't push, knock on door. Like there's some sort of sign telling you to do something or not to do something. Every single one of those will make a sound, will interact with you. You should do them. They're all so fun. And I think the whole thing is just an Easter egg to the ludicrousness, the extravagance, the silliness of being a cartoon and like what that is. And it's very, very fun.
Yep.
What do you think?
I think that's true. I think when we were in Toontown last time, we knocked on all the doors, rang all the bells, pulled all the levers, whatever it is, and it all made, you know, funny nods back to, you know, Roger Rabbit and of course that tune sort of mentality, right?
Right.
The what else do you have on your list?
The last one that I have is in Epcot. So we started at Epcot, we're ending in Epcot. However, we're going to end on a completely different side of Epcot. So in Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, as you're exiting the show building back out into the France Pavilion, there are little rat prints, you know, sort of.
In the concrete.
In the concrete, yeah. Scurrying about, which is very cool. And yeah. I love when they put little things in the ground like that. I mean, they're all over Animal Kingdom. They're all over Andy's backyard, but in Galaxy's Edge. But there's also some in the France Pavilion, which is super cool.
Absolutely. I have a couple more.
Yeah.
Do we have time to share a few more?
We do. And then we can sort of talk about our 4-year anniversary.
I have three sort of little secrets at Walt Disney World that I think are really cool. Two of them are actually in the same area where Ariel's The Journey of the Little Mermaid ride is in Fantasyland in the Magic Kingdom. There are two there. That area used to be the home to the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea submarine ride. And if you go into the queue for Ariel's Journey of the Little Mermaid, whatever they call it. Right. Is that what they call it? The Journey of the Little Mermaid or Ariel's?
Yeah, I think it's
something like that.
Ariel's Grotto is like where you can meet her and then it's Journey into the Little Mermaid.
Right. So when you're in the queue for the attraction in the rocks, there is an image embedded in one of the, in an area of the rocks in the shape of the Nautilus submarine that used to be there. That's a good one. And one of my favorite little secrets and Easter eggs happens in the queue of that attraction on Mickey's birthday. And you and I've talked about this one before, where I believe it's at noon, exactly noon on Mickey's birthday. I think it's Mickey's birthday and exactly noon. The way the sun shines through that particular area of the queue, it projects a hidden Mickey onto the wall for just a few moments, right? And so you got to get there just at the right time on the right day where the sun is in the right position. Hopefully it won't be overcast that day, right? But it's a neat little secret. Cool. Easter egg only happens once
a year.
There's
also the Steamboat Willie, the Steamboat Mickey in those rocks. If you like stand in a certain way, you can get a full body shot.
Absolutely.
Of those rocks.
One other thing, we didn't talk about Animal Kingdom.
We did not.
I do want to mention one little secret about Animal Kingdom that I think is very, very interesting. Animal Kingdom Park is the only park in Walt Disney World where the entrance into the bathrooms itself have doors on them. Hmm. And the reason for that is in case an animal gets loose, they wanted to put doors on the bathroom so that guests could run into the bathrooms and secure themselves in there with the doors closed in case some of the wild animals actually got loose in the park. Hmm. So it's sort of a safety measure that they put into place because usually at all the other parks to get into the bathroom area, there's no door to open.
Right.
But in the Animal Kingdom Park, there are doors to get into the bathroom areas. And it's so guests can,
where did you read,
in case
that?
Of emergency, barricade themselves in to the bathroom while tigers or lions are being tracked down. I found it online, and it's true. It's a true thing. All right. You said you want to talk some more about our 4-year anniversary. What did you want to talk about?
I just wanted to bring up, 4 years and just sort of like, I don't know, are there any things that you can think about related to this, having done it for 4 years, that you've learned or you're thankful for, or things that you love, things that you've started doing? Because for me, this is, I think, my favorite project that I've ever done to date. And I am so excited to have hit 4 years. It feels like it was literally yesterday that we started this, in eighth grade during the pandemic. And it's just taught me a lot about myself and how I think and, the things that I value. And it's brought us very close, and I'm going to miss it a lot should we stop doing it in the near future.
Yeah, because we still have to figure out how we want to continue doing the show, or if we can continue doing the show once you start college and what that looks like.
We do plan on continuing the show.
We do plan on continuing the show, but whether it's a weekly show or every other week, because the truth is this, as much as we want to do the show, what I don't want to happen is for you to feel obligated to do the show in lieu of having fun in college. You're going to meet people, you're going to get involved in things, you're going to have a good time. And I don't want you to feel like you have to sacrifice your college experience for this. So we'll have to work on
this. And this is a conversation we're going to have in private, not on the mics, but
right. So that's
very, very lucky to have Disney Assembled for the past 4 years.
Absolutely. What did I learn? Well, first of all, I'm just amazed at how you've grown and matured and have become the person that you are, which is fantastic, which is one of the reasons we did this, right? To stay connected, to make sure that we carve out time every week for you and I to, stay relevant in each other's lives as you've gotten older through high school, which is fantastic. Another thing I think in the last 4 years that I'm very thankful for is are the friends that we've made online, some of whom we've gotten lucky enough to meet in person. I know we met Brandon from another Disney podcast in person, which was great. But there's so many people that have supported our show and listened and engaged with us in the Disney community over the past 4 years. There's too many to try to list off the top of my head all at once, but we're very thankful. And quite frankly, for many of them, I feel a connection to it. So if we did meet them one day in person, it would be very natural and cool to do that. And hopefully we'll be able to do that at some point down the road. I do think that what we have learned is about time management. I have a job. It's a full-time job. It is more than a 40-hour a week job. You as a student have to put in a lot of time to take care of your student stuff.
Right.
As you've gotten older, you've chosen to work. So you have spending money and to be more independent, which is great. Mm-hmm. And managing time is something we've had to learn from this podcast, and managing expectations. Cause I think we've had lots of really good ideas and things we wanted to do with the show. But the truth is, we only have so many hours in a week to get things done. And
most of those are spent doing work.
And we still would like to get more guests on the show. There are a lot of people who have asked to be on the show or have approached us about being on the show, or we have approached about being on the show. You know who you are if you're listening. And it's just been very, very difficult to carve out the time to do that, because this is a passion project for us. This is just something that's fun. Mm-hmm. It's not our jobs. It's not our, we're not going to retire because of Disney Assembled, but it's one of those things. And I think we've just had, first of all, I think we've had lots of fun. I think the last 4 years have been more fun as a result of having done this show with you. And I think I've learned a lot about how to be a better father, and how to just be someone who focuses more on the positive side of life as a result of trying to create joy by sharing this conversation each week with everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm very appreciative of that. And
I'm very appreciative.
For however long it lasts, we want to stay true to that original purpose, because I think that's what gets us through the hard weeks, right? Because some of these weeks when we're trying to schedule the time is very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are very appreciative, and we're certainly over the past 4 years very appreciative of all the people who've listened to the show and shared the show and engaged with us. We will continue to do the show, but we can't thank you enough for all your support. And just knowing that for a few people, the show matters a lot is great for us. And so thank you very much.
Thank you for 4 years. Very
excited. Absolutely. All right. Well, Here's to 4 years and maybe 4 years more. All right, we have a new trivia question this week.
We do,
we need to
yes.
get out there for everybody, and then we'll let everybody know how they can get in touch with us with their answer. So, Mimi, why don't you share with everyone this week's Disney trivia question of the week?
Yeah, so this week, oh, that's last week's. Okay, this week we have a new card, and the first question on this card is, what early character created by Walt Disney was described as being lucky? So, which early character created by Walt Disney was described as being lucky? So if you have an answer to this question or any thoughts on our Easter egg conversation from earlier, feel free to send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, all at Disney Assembled, or you guys can answer in that Spotify question box down below if you're listening on Spotify. But if you guys want to support the show further, the link to our TeePublic, Patreon, buy us a Dole Whip is on our website, DisneyAssembled.com. Make sure to go check it out.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. We also have a YouTube channel if you haven't subscribed yet. We have some content there. We haven't put any new content on there in a little while, but you never know when we may be able to put some stuff out there. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel and you hit that bell icon, you'll get notified when new content arrives. All right.
Heck yeah.
Mimi, high five again. 4 years. Great job.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gotta love it.
I do love it. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening out there. We hope this week's episode brought a smile to your face, some extra magic to your day, and that very important sprinkle of pixie dust to your week. Thank you again for listening. And until next time,
see you real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand.